You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Yes, hello. Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre.
That's me.
And I think we might still be at Nutmeg.
Are we still at Nutmeg?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're drilling.
I don't know.
The reality is, by the time this airs, the place we are sitting in now will be nothing but a cement floor and open space.
You really want people to know that?
Well, it'll be done by then.
Yeah.
Right? This is 4 weeks out from when we're recording it.
Yep.
But there's a very good chance we will be in a new place.
That is the plan.
But we don't know. But we'll provide details as they come.
We sure will. We'll even talk about it on the next episode.
And once again, our engineer, who recently was found with his head in the oven, and his apartment is in his Jersey apartment.
He's got a home. He's got a beautiful home.
Yeah, sorry,
he doesn't have an apartment.
My head was in the oven, but I was heating up pizza. So don't be confused.
He killed himself while heating up a pizza.
He likes to get a good look at it as it bubbles.
Couldn't quite tell if the middle was done.
And he died.
Frank Verderosa.
With his face buried in like a Saint. What's the name of one of those famous...
What, the Celentano pizzas?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was buried there in a pepperoni.
Elio's.
Yeah. Which makes this a very sad episode, actually.
And lost
Frank.
I think Frank's taking it very well.
That, of course, is the voice of blues singer, old black origamiless...
What?
Raybone.
What?
He doesn't... He was captured by the Japanese
origamiless
too, and he was tortured, so he refuses to learn origami.
Suddenly, you're a black blues man, you're in Bridge on the River Kwai.
I was tortured.
Need to remind you where comments about Japan led you last time.
That's right, Gilbert.
Can you please play the Colonel so and so waltz, Colonel Boogie Waltz?
Yeah, the Japanese actually destroyed my origami. It was in their hands.
It was a Japanese torture tactic where they would unfold your origami in front of you after you labored over it so hard.
Gilbert has turned into a surrealist in recent weeks. You started out as earless, armless, legless, boneless.
Well, his kids call him Dada.
Yeah.
Dada.
So very good. Suddenly he's origami-less. What was the last one?
He's
flypaper-less.
Flypaperless.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does raise a question. Can you make origami out of flypaper?
It's interesting. We should invite our listeners.
You stick with it.
It's fascinating. Yeah.
That's like a Joe Gilbert would tweet and apologize for.
Yeah.
I apologize to flies.
Yes.
We should invite our listeners
to... But that fly joke I'm leaving open.
Very good. We should invite our listeners to post what Paul is missing.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would
on
make
Facebook,
a list.
Because now we're up to...
Aside from talent and intelligence, that's too obvious.
Poor Paul.
I just come in and collect my paycheck.
That's it.
What's a paycheck?
That was the ghost of
Frank
Verderosa. Pizza store is delicious.
Found hanging in the homeless shelter in Jersey.
He's got a home. He just doesn't have an office at the moment. Let's see. More on that later.
About the home.
More on that later. This is something that I found I thought this would be a fun idea for an episode, and we don't talk about the Listener Society enough on this show. We do a lot of Twitter. But this is from our friends, Eric Fusco and Rob Smentek and Peter Santa Maria run the wonderful Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Listener Society.
So
I don't mind giving them a plug and thanking
them.
And we'll have them in here for mini episode in the fall. We've been promising to do that for a long time.
We do. Well, Nutmeg will be gone by then.
Yeah, we'll have them somewhere else.
Don't want them, you know, messing up the place
in the fall.
We'll have them out on the street.
Yeah,
we'll have a little mini tape recorder.
We're going to record these live in Bryant Park.
It's fine. That's fine. But this was a post by a listener named David Phillips, and he said, how many ways can we link Gilbert to Kevin Bacon in 6 degrees?
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. I have two direct links.
Okay, let's hear it, because they might be here.
Both of them are in Diner. I worked with Paul Reiser, both in, Beverly Hills Cop 2, and also The Aristocrats.
Right.
So Paul Reiser was in Diner with Kevin Bacon.
That's one.
I worked on a movie called Bad Medicine.
Yes, Tony Sandoval.
Yes, with Steve Guttenberg. Steve Guttenberg was in Diner with Kevin Bacon.
Now, was that considered 1 degree? Do you understand this game, Paul? Would that be one degree?
I have two
you,
degrees.
You, Guttenberg, and then Bacon.
I have two,
degrees. So that's right, because you and Guttenberg would be 1 degree.
Yeah, that's 2 degrees. Yeah.
You and Guttenberg.
That's 2 degrees.
Yeah, two separate
Right.
Yeah.
That's 2 degrees.
That's 2 degrees?
Yeah, because if you were in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
That would be 1 degree.
That's one.
Okay, so two separate 2 degrees.
Very good. And you've thought about this.
And he sat also in the very chair you're in that booth to record as well.
Kevin Bacon did?
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, okay, shit. So we're sharing.
Which by the time this airs will be a pile of dust in a mouth.
you're taking it so well, Frank.
Wow, he is handling it well. A listener named Dan Rowena, Gilbert, was right on that one. Gilbert was in Bad Medicine with Steve Guttenberg, who was in Diner with Kevin Bacon.
So that's right.
He got that. I don't think anybody got the Paul Reiser one, but a lot of people posted variations connecting you to Kevin Bacon. And this is the kind of thing that I read in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yes.
While my wife is asleep. This is a good one. This is from David Phillips, who posted it. Problem child with John Ritter. John Ritter was in Sling Blade with J.T. Walsh. J.T. Walsh was in The Big Picture with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, okay.
So there's a good one.
Okay, that is a good one.
Yeah.
It's a much more roundabout way than Gilbert.
And then they get more and more interesting and more roundabout as they go. Henry Eisenberg. Gilbert was in Ford Fairlane with Robert Englund.
Yes.
You know that actor, right? Everybody knows Freddy Krueger. Englund was in Nightmare on Elm Street with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp was in Sleepy Hollow with Christopher Walken. Walken was in Joe Dirt with Fred Ward. And Fred Ward was in Tremors.
And this
with Bacon.
Is going so far away.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
Yeah.
I just recently
ran into Robin Englund again.
Did you ask him to do the show?
Well, of course not.
No, of course not.
What?
Dara sent me a lot of interesting Instagram photos of you with celebrities I didn't even know you knew. I'm on Dara's Instagram. Who the hell is this picture of Gilbert with Steve Carell? There's another picture of him with Jim Carrey. They're all hugging. There's a picture of him with Chris Rock and Amy Schumer.
Did he ask any of them to do the show?
No, not one of them. You miserable wretch.
I'm there with Douglas Fairbanks.
Faye Bainter.
Marie Dressler.
Neville Brand. Here's a good one. This is from Heather Harkins. Gilbert was in Beverly Hills Cop 2 with Dean Stockwell.
Yes.
Who was in Psych Out with Jack Nicholson. Who was in A Few Good Men with Bacon. There's another one.
Oh, okay.
And people just did dozens of these. Here's a great one. Scottzilla says Gilbert and Kevin stood in the same shopping bag in a restroom stall with Perfecto Tellez.
So that's a direct degree.
That's a direct one.
I looked that up on Snopes, and it says mixture.
There are some good ones here. I want to read them. Bill Knowles. Gilbert was in Aladdin with Robin Williams. Robin Williams was in Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon. Matt Damon was in Ocean's 11 with Julia Roberts. And Julia Roberts was in Flatliners with Kevin Bacon.
Okay, can we, oh, I just watched the remake of Flatliners on TV. And it was like, the whole movie was like, all of them experienced, they realized they did something bad. And if you apologize for doing something bad, it's okay.
I've never seen Flatliners. Yeah, I've always been curious about it.
Now, how about connecting me with some, like, old movie star?
Funny let's you pick, should ask.
Yeah, yes.
Gilbert?
Yes. And let's see if I could get it.
Really? That's mm-hmm. gonna. It would take you a while.
Mm.
Let me get through a couple of these quick, and then I'll do that. And I want to apologize to Bill Knowles because he has your Paul Reiser one right here.
Oh, okay.
Beverly Hills Cop, okay. Paul Knowles. But let me read a couple of these, and then we'll do a couple of older actors.
Yes.
But I want to take into account the work and the effort people put into these.
Yeah.
Michael Caine, K-A-N-E. Gilbert was in Look Who's Talking To with Abe Vigoda. Abe Vigoda was in Joe versus the Volcano with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks was in Volunteers with John Candy. John Candy is in Plane, Trains, and Automobiles with Kevin Bacon. That's he it. Stole Steve Martin's cab and set the whole story in motion. There you go.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's pretty
Bacon.
Good. Gilbert and Judge Reinhardt. Judge Reinhold.
Reinhold. Yes.
Yes, Reinhardt. I know better. Michael Tellman.
Well, that's when he was with the Third Reich.
Yes. Judge Reinhold in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Reinhold and Sean Penn are in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and Penn is in Mystic River with Bacon.
Okay.
So there's three. Is that three or four? There's a bunch of these. Bear Toffoli says Gilbert does John MacGyver, who was in Once Upon a Horse, with Rowan and Martin, who were on TV with Goldie Hawn, who starred with Kurt Russell in Overboard, who was in Tango and Cash with Sly Stallone, who was in Cliffhanger with John Lithgow, who was in Footloose with Kevin Bacon.
That's a direct
who did
one.
That one?
Bear Toffoli, yeah. B-E-A-R, or
can we,
Toffoli.
Can we send some medical help to...
Yeah. and people even tried to go through the podcast. Former guest Clint Howard was in Apollo 13 with Kevin and Bacon one step, but I don't think the podcast counts. So you asked me about doing...
Yeah, pick some like old movie star and I'll try to guess.
You mean someone like Lon Chaney Jr.?
Lon Chaney
okay.
Jr.
Okay. I was on Thick of the Night with Vincent Price.
Yeah, I don't think TV counts.
Oh, it doesn't count?
No, it's got to be feature films.
Got to be feature. Oh, I didn't know
that. The rules of the
that.
Game. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got to be feature films.
Yeah. You can make this work. You're impressive.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Lon Chaney Jr. Let's see.
Oh, he's in High Noon.
He's in High Noon, yeah. Okay, I've never worked with any of the Bridges boys. Oh.
Well, you did insult Jeff Bridges backstage at the Tonight Show.
Yes, yes.
We're not going to count that either.
Yeah. Well, I insulted. Stop it. This isn't 60 minutes. Okay, so we can't include the Vincent Price on TV.
No. If you want to do it, go ahead, but.
Yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. And then he was in the Haunted Palace with Lon Chaney Jr.
Okay, but if you want to count TV, I actually broke you down to Lon Chaney Jr. using features only.
Okay, but let's see, features only.
Yeah, this will take some doing.
Then, yeah, okay.
But I got it down to four steps.
Ooh.
Yeah. Enticing, eh?
Oh, very
this
excellent.
This is Paul Rayburn. This kind of research is Paul Rayburn's worst nightmare, by the way. This
excellent.
Took hours.
Okay, let's
on
hear
On IMDb.
It.
Lon Chaney Jr. is in The Defiant Ones.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
With Tony Curtis and Sidney Poitier?
Oh, yeah, of course. He's Big Sam.
He's Big Sam.
He's Big Sam.
Nice. With Sidney Poitier.
And you know something? If we ever get Sidney Poitier, I could ask him about Lon Chaney Jr. Yeah, I know. He plays Big Sam.
There you go.
And he's the one who helps them escape.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lon Chaney Jr. is in The Defiant Ones with Sidney Poitier.
Because I started to say no, and then I jumped. I said, no, he was Big
That's
Sam.
Correct.
What the fuck? He's the man.
So you know every Lon Chaney Jr. performance.
Absolutely.
Okay, he's
absolutely.
He's Poitier is in a movie called Sneakers, a heist movie with Robert Redford. You know this movie?
No.
And Ben Kingsley.
Okay, and I was in Schindler's List.
Yes, you were in Schindler's List.
I played third Jew to the left.
That's not it. You don't know the movie Sneakers with Dan Aykroyd and Robert Redford, Phil Alden Robinson movie? Good heist movie. Okay, quickly. Poitier from The Defiant Ones with Lon Chaney Jr. is in Sneakers with Ben Kingsley. Ben Kingsley is in Schindler's List.
Yes.
You're not, but Liam Neeson is. And?
Liam Neeson. Wait. Oh, fuck.
He's in
A Million Ways to Die in the West. Oh, my God. Oh, that one's great.
Four Steps to Lon Chaney Jr.
So Lon Chaney Jr. and the Defiant Ones, yes, with Sidney Poitier.
I'm sure there's another way, but that's the one I found.
Sidney Poitier is in
Sneakers
with Ben Kingsley. Who was in Schindler's List with Liam Neeson?
And you.
Liam Neeson.
There you go.
Of course.
Now, if only.
A million couldn't ways be simpler. To die in the West.
If only I was the kind of person that had the time and the inclination to connect you to Danny Thomas.
Oh, I'm sure there must be a pretty direct one there. Maybe.
It doesn't
I think
involve
we,
a table.
I think we had the same proctologist.
Does that count?
We both dealt with the same salesman at Ethan Allen.
I'm not counting that.
We both bought Windex at the same supermarket.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm never going to get through this. You know.
Yes.
I'm going to give you the challenge. We won't do it here because time doesn't permit. But I'll give you the and you can't cheat. You have to get Lon Chaney Jr. to you, not using the path I used.
Yes.
But it's your favorite actor, so I had to do that
one. Yes, yes.
But maybe you can do it because you know every film you've been in.
Yes.
And you know every film he's been in.
Yes.
So maybe you can put it together.
Oh,
bring
yeah.
it back on a bring it back on a okay. future show. That's your homework okay. assignment. Let's talk about Danny Thomas.
Anything in particular?
I did not connect you. I did not connect you to George Maharis, but somebody else did.
Can you use a table to connect people?
Well, Danny Thomas did not exactly have a big feature career.
No.
He's in a Jazz Singer remake.
That's right.
I didn't use that one. I found a movie from 1964 called Looking for Love. which was sponsored by Huffman Coos. By the fine people. Oh, no one's going to get these references. Danny Thomas was in a movie called Looking for Love in 1964.
What's the plot of that?
I don't have the plot handy. Well, maybe Raybone can look it up. Looking for Love, 1964. But the plot is less important.
Or the plop was more important.
It was the plop. In that movie is George Hamilton.
Oh,
George Hamilton is in Godfather 3, Gilbert, with Diane Keaton.
Oh, my goodness.
Diane Keaton is in Annie Hall. She sure is. She won the Oscar for it. With Christopher Walken.
Oh.
Who plays her brother, Dwayne.
Yes.
Christopher Walken is in Pulp Fiction with John Travolta.
Ah.
And John Travolta is in.
Look who's talking to.
With who?
Gilbert Gottfried.
That, my friend, is Six Steps. But it counts.
Yeah.
I got it in under the wire. Danny Thomas, George Hamilton, Diane Keaton, Christopher Walken, John Travolta, and you. So how many is that? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6.
Oh.
You are 6 degrees from Danny Thomas.
See, now, if we can include this podcast.
Well, the podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's.
It might be too
easy.
You
sort of have to play by the rules of the game.
Oh, yeah, because if we included the podcast, Lon Chaney Jr. was in a Monkees episode.
There you go. Right. Yeah. So you go right to Dolan's.
Yeah.
Right,
and
to you.
Or Nesmith.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Or Nesmith. Yeah.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Okay. What did we find, Paul?
Looking for love. A singer, Connie Francis.
Uh-huh.
Sees the man, Jim Hutton, she wants.
Jim Hutton, the late Jim Hutton.
The man she wants, but winds up swapping boyfriends with her roommate, Susan Oliver. Johnny Carson plays himself.
Oh, Johnny Carson is in that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I didn't use him because he didn't really have a feature career.
No. Joby Baker, Susan Oliver.
Joby Baker from Bill Persky's Good Morning World.
Jesse White, Barbara Nichols.
Yeah, I could have used Jesse White.
And Johnny Carson, though, was offered King of Comedy.
He was. Yep, no. He turned it down.
That would have been interesting.
I got two more for you. This is Gilbert Gottfried connected to Cesar Romero.
We could see that one coming.
Gilbert, I'm that predictable, aren't I? At this point,
I acted with that woman Tropic Anna, who's on the cover.
Oh, you did you?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. I learned so much on this show. This one's an easy one. Five steps. You care to take a whack at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I take a whack at it every night.
You want to go? You want to try it?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait, which?
Cesar Romero.
Oh.
How are you going to do this without IMDb in front
God.
Of you?
Yeah. I usually like.
Only Paul does.
See, now, Cesar Romero, let's see what movies he was in, actually.
Well, I'll give you a hint. I'll start you off. He's in the Batman movie from 1966,
okay,
the quickie feature
that they
made.
Okay.
So who else is in that?
Okay, well, Frank Ocean.
Yes.
Not
a man with a big feature career either.
Burgess Meredith.
You're warm. Let's see if you can piece this one together.
Oh, wait a second.
Yes.
Wait a second. Burgess Meredith, who was in Rocky.
Yes.
With Sylvester Stallone.
Yes.
Who was in Animal Crackers with me.
There you go.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
Did Animal Crackers come out?
No. I saw them on my Twitter account saying, can anyone mention that you'd like it to be released?
Is that the one Ian McKellen's in?
Yeah.
All
everyone's
those people.
In it. We recorded in this booth, Gilbert, Wallace Shawn, I told you that whole
Danny
story. Danny DeVito was here. In fact, you guys had an encounter that day.
How'd that go?
We had an episode one of those nights where they were taking so long, Dara had to come in and raise hell. Like, we have a guest coming in, get out.
Yes.
And everyone's in that movie.
How is it not released with all those stars?
I'll tell you why. My understanding is it's an independently produced and done film.
Right.
In fact, I just worked with the director recently on another project.
Yeah.
So when you got the world of Pixar and you've got, you know, DreamWorks and all these feature companies, how do you deliver a movie like this to get the stage that they've got for their movies? I think it's just a really hard thing, but he's doing it on his own, is my understanding. I could be totally wrong.
Is it animated? Yeah.
It's animated. It's really well done. And it's got a sweet story and an all-star cast.
And Gilbert plays Mario Zucchini.
Yes.
As we established when we're talking to Doug Benson.
Yeah, we worked a lot on that and I've heard nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So how did you get Cesar Romero to you again? Cesar Romero and Batman with Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith
was in Rocky.
Well,
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have also accepted the Sylvester Stallone in Copland with Robert De Niro and with you and the comedian.
Oh my God. Yeah.
How about that? That's four steps. You bested me because I did it in five. Here's what I got. Cesar Romero in the Batman movie.
Yeah.
With Burgess Meredith. That's the easiest way out of that. Adam West was in features. Burgess Meredith and a former podcast guest, Chevy Chase.
Ooh.
In Foul Play.
Oh, okay.
And then I just had to get you to Chevy.
Yeah.
So I went to Caddyshack, Chevy and Rodney in Caddyshack, and Rodney and you in?
Yeah, in two movies.
And Wally Sparks.
Meet Wally Sparks and Back by Midnight.
There you go. Paul? What do you have to say about
impressive.
This?
Impressive. Very impressive.
It. Well, you know, there's
you
so
woke
many.
Up.
There's
yeah.
so many ways you in. Will, yeah. There's so many ways to do it. And finally, Gilbert, this will make you most excited of all.
Okay.
I connected you to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yes. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Now you want to take a whack at it yourself?
I'm going to take a whack at it right now.
Forgive my choice of words.
Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm. Not the Scarlett Johansson robot. I'm going to need Scarlett Johansson.
Well, I never worked with Natalie Portman, who I'd like to take a whack at.
Natalie Herschlag?
Herschlag.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice Jewish girl.
Wait, she didn't work with Natalie.
I don't think so.
No, I'm confusing her with Mila Kunis.
She worked with her in your fantasies.
Yeah.
and those are like the podcast. Those don't count either. Was Mila Kunis also in one of those?
I'm thinking because both Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson are both in the hot Jew piece of ass categories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Scarlett Johansson's Jewish?
Yes.
This
How
whole
was she
episode
Jewish?
Just got me too'd, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Find Scarlett Johansson Jew.
Okay. I believe you. I knew Natalie Herschlag.
Yeah. Well, with Herschlag, what else are you going to be?
Okay. Here we go.
Well, I
Scarlett
mean,
Johansson.
Natalie Portman's like glatt kosher.
Yeah.
Jewish.
What if I gave you some Scarlett Johansson movies? Would that help?
Yes.
What if I said she's in We Bought a Zoo?
Oh, Matt Damon.
Yes.
Oh, wait! Wait!
He's got it. He's so excited.
His son in it is Colin Ford, who was in Jack and the Beanstalk with
Who's Colin Ford?
Isn't that his son in the movie?
We bought a zoo? I don't know.
I'm pretty
See if Paul's done with the crossword and maybe he can look
up Colin Ford?
Well, can I give you one I got on my screen here before I go ahead? Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett's mother, Melanie Sloan, a producer, comes from an Ashkenazi Jewish family from Poland and Russia.
I thought with Johansson, she's Swedish or Finnish.
I'm not wrong about my hot Jew piece of ass.
About that.
Again, apologies to the Me Too movement.
What else? What was the next one you
Might
wanted
as
me to
well.
Look for?
I say in I Bought a Zoo.
We Bought a Zoo.
The son is Colin Ford. And I think Colin Ford is the little boy who is in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay, let's see if that works, because I've got one here.
With what's her name? Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, Chloe Grace Moretz.
Colin Ford is in We Bought a Zoo. And then if I go to Colin Ford.
I never heard of Colin Ford. He's a child
he's
actor?
Appeared as Joe McAllister in Under the Dome. What are we looking for now? We got
go back a few years.
Colin Ford. And look for Jack and the Beanstalk.
Nice work, Gottfried.
Yes.
That's pretty obscure.
Here's
the way I went. Scarlett Johansson, it's a very simple one, in Lost in Translation with Bill Murray. And Bill Murray's in Scrooged with Bobcat.
Oh, and then
Bobcat and Ewan, Hot to Trot.
Hot to Trot.
There you go.
Colin Ford was in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Look at you.
1974.
Look at that.
So you beat me because I did it in three and you did it in two.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's nice.
And in my fantasies, I'm beating Scarlett Johansson.
I'd like to know more about this Scarlett Johansson, Mila Kunis, Natalie Herschlag dream.
All three are Jews.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Not that I turned down a shiksa.
Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon, by the way, for people who are interested in it, was created by four Albright College students, including a gentleman named Brian Tuttle, somewhere in the 90s. They claim to have invented the game that became known as Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Today we did Six Degrees of Gilbert Gottfried. After watching two movies featuring Bacon back-to-back, Footloose and The Air Up There, and then they began to speculate about how many movies Bacon had been in and the number of people with whom he had worked.
What was the great movie he did?
And that's
the
how
last
it happened.
Last 10 years, something. He was a child molester.
The Stir of Echoes? So the one where he's the... Oh, The Woodsman.
The Woodsman.
Yeah.
And he was great in that.
Yeah.
Then there's that weird movie where he's basically playing Jerry Lewis.
Oh, well, that's based on Rupert's novel.
Yes.
Because you did that whole thing about when Rupert was here.
Yes.
You kept trying to say that they were fucking each other, the Jerry and Dean characters. That's called Where the Truth Lies.
Yeah.
And it was Kevin Bacon and Colin Firth.
Yeah.
And that was based on the 90s, maybe the early 2000s where he turns invisible.
That's called The Hollow Man.
That's right.
Yeah, that was made by the guy that made RoboCop.
That was really weird, but there's a couple of scenes in there that would never fly.
Spooky movie.
Never fly in 2018.
I like Stir of Echoes.
He rapes a girl.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I heard that in that movie, you actually do see his dick in one point. And someone said to him when they were editing it, they said, you know, in this scene, we see your penis. And he said, well, how does it look? And they go, good. And they goes, all right, then you could keep it in the movie.
I remember that. It was in the movie. You could see it, but it wasn't erect. It was at about 6 degrees.
Oh, okay. Hey-o!
Here's another way to connect to Kevin Bacon, Gilbert. You're in Kevin. I'll go the other way. Kevin Bacon is in X-Men Days of Future Past with Ian McKellen. Ian McKellen and you are in Animal. What the hell's the name of it?
Animal Crackers.
There you go.
Wow.
That's pretty direct. And this is fun. Weird Al, our pal Weird Al, has a song called Lame Claim to Fame. And one of the lines in the song is, I know a guy who knows 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 Kevin Bacon, which is kind of fun. And that's how that whole thing happened. So I'm going to give you, as a challenge, I'm going to give you some people.
Yes.
I bet we could even link you to silent stars. Chaplin.
I'm sure you could.
If we worked hard enough at it.
Yeah.
To figure out how to do that.
Chaplin, I know he worked with Brando.
And he worked, your easiest way in is he worked with, I don't think he's in the Brando movie.
No.
He's not in A Countess from Hong Kong, but I think, but Harold, who's still alive, the guy who turned us down, Norman Lloyd. Isn't Norman Lloyd in Limelight?
Oh, yes.
I think he is. So you could go that way.
And what has...
Because Norman Lloyd's in, I think he's in The Holiday with Cameron Diaz. Did you ever work with Cameron Diaz?
Never worked with Cameron Diaz.
See if we can do one in real time.
Oh, okay.
Paul, I'm going to need you for this.
Never worked.
Is Norman Lloyd in The Holiday?
Okay.
I think he is. And I think that I know Eli Wallach's in it. We just have to get a Norman Lloyd movie because he's in Limelight. And then we can connect you to Chaplin.
Mm.
You never work with Kate Winslet or Jack Black?
Well, no, but if he worked with Cameron Diaz.
I got it. Then we could go into Shrek and go to Eddie.
And then
connect you.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
Yeah.
So this now hinges on whether Norman Lloyd was in.
Okay, it's.
I think I got the wrong movie. I think he's in In Her Shoes with Cameron Diaz.
I'm sorry, the one I'm looking for now is.
Skip The Holiday. Okay. Check out a movie called In Her Shoes, which is with Cameron Diaz and I believe Toni Collette, because I think that's the Norman Lloyd movie. And if that's it, we got it.
If you can't include TV, because if you include a TV, she was in Charlie's Angels with Bill Murray, and Bill Murray hosted an episode of Saturday Night Live.
Tousled your hair.
Yeah.
Wherever the hell that word is pronounced. What do you got on In Her Shoes?
The movie is not coming up under Harold Lloyd.
No. But Norman.
I'm sorry, Norman Lloyd. No, I've got Norman Lloyd. So
Harold Lloyd's easy.
Norman Lloyd is not in In Her Shoes? Let me have that device.
All right, hold on.
You don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
Give me this
take
thing.
His BlackBerry away.
Give me this thing. Norman Lloyd. How do we get to Norman Lloyd? Norman Lloyd, IMDb. Frank, you can trim some of this.
I'll let you in on a little secret soon.
Yeah, what's that? You weren't recording?
No, I'm messing with you. I keep pausing the clock every time you, between you look at it. So it's actually been a pretty good half hour already.
You son of a bitch.
I'm just wondering, at what point is he going to say, what is this episode?
I was just saying that. Okay, Norman Lloyd's in The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle with De Niro. So we're done.
Okay,
we're done.
Yes.
Yeah, so Norman Lloyd's in Limelight. Frank, you son of a bitch. Norman Lloyd's in Limelight with Chaplin. Norman Lloyd's in The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle with De Niro, who's in The Comedian with you.
Yes.
I think
I have to say, Frank knows 30 minutes so well. He instinctively knows when to look up and sees that it's time to move on and wrap it up. I said, let me just play with time a little bit and see what happens.
Here's another one. Norman Lloyd's in Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams and Aladdin. So you look to Chaplin in four steps.
Was De Niro in Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Yeah, he's the fearless leader. He's the villain. Yeah, here's your device back. Let's get out of here. This has gone on too long.
Yeah.
We can trim this up. What is it now, like 35 minutes? You asshole. Okay.
Okay, so this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal obsession.